You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Two by Moana and the Tribe, and we have got Moana Maniapoto in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, kia ora, kei te pai aha. He mihi atu tēnā kia koutou e whakarongo mai nā ki tēnei reo erirangi. Thank you for having me in here this week.
Hey, it's such a pleasure, and I'm so excited to chat to you because you've got a brand new track out this morning called Tokureo, which we're going to listen to in a few minutes, but obviously we're going to have a conversation first because it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. And
thank
it feels
you.
Quite fitting onto Wiki o Te Reo Māori to be talking to you because you've always been such a staunch advocate for the reo in Aotearoa. And I kind of wondered, I wanted to start maybe by being like, when you look back at your early music that you're putting out and you're in your 20s and stuff, do you see that in a different light to how you look at the music you're making now, or does it all feel kind of part of the same conversation?
Well, there is a whakapapa to where we are now. When I think back to when I was first putting out music, my very first single was in Te Reo. It was called Kārehe Wahine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was just a beautiful song. We weren't really trying to make a point. And then we got a bit of a shock when we put it out to Radio Land and no one wanted to play it. And we're thinking, well, is this a stink song or what? And then we were told, no, we don't, it doesn't fit the format. You know, and then you sort of drill down and it was like, oh, okay, it's the language. So, you know, then it was just Kua Mākona with Dalvanius. He was a champion because he not only did the damage in the studio, but he was the biggest hustler outside.
Awesome.
So he just forced it up into like what he did with Poia, he forced it into radio. Remember back then we never had any iwi radio.
Mm.
So that all changed, in 1990, the late 80s. A lot of times in the early days, I was really trying to make a point about using the language, a political point as well as a creative one. And now I'm just sort of, I just want to make a creative one.
Yeah. And that's a really awesome thing, I think, to feel like maybe the conversation, it's still in its fledgling days. We still have to battle all the people being, you know, brick walls about certain ideas and stuff. But I think hopefully we're getting to a point where we can start to have these conversations in multiple ways. It's not always just trying to push things across the line. You get to branch out and be truly, you know, what you want to do about your music and the reo in the kind of like many ways it gets sort of expressed in Aotearoa. Mm. And this project seems to kind of be kind of incredible because you're tapping into all sorts of different contexts around the world as well as your own. We were just talking off air about that track too. Can you tell us a little bit the story that we were just hearing off air about the woman who you worked with on that song, because that was a pretty incredible coming together.
So in my documentary Making Life, I've hooked up with all these wonderful people from Imaginative, which is a Indigenous film festival in Toronto, and my band was playing up there, and I said, oh, got a mate who can come on stage and sing, because we do the song Ancestors, and wherever we play in the world, we try and find an Indigenous artist to sort of ad lib on it. And so they said, oh yeah, we know this woman, she's neat, you know. Okay, so I just sort of wavered her from the side of the stage when we were ready to go on and think, God, I hope she's okay, she doesn't freak out. Because once in a while they freak out, you see, our band's quite loud.
Mm.
Anyway, she comes on and she opens her mouth and we nearly all fall off the stage because, oh my God, could she sing? She's like,
it's incredible.
Like, holy hell. My warriors are like forgetting to be warriors. They're standing there like a pack of wimps looking at her. And anyway, she was just awesome. And we just carried on singing the song, thinking, I suppose we better stop and change. And so when I started this Ono project, which each song would have a guest vocalist from another nation, I reached out to her. And that was, you know, logistically challenging, but because she's very busy. She's an award-winning singer. She is in theatre. She's a former Muppet kind of a guru thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, and she's full on. Anyway, she managed to do this. We send the files, we jam it together. Scotty Morrison wrote the lyrics for me, Patty Free is the producer. And we jam it all together. And then I think, oh, video would be really good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to be torturous. Tried to jack up all these film crews. hopeless. Anyway, COVID. There you go. One of the positive benefits was that she's stuck in her house in Toronto with her daughter who's got a phone.
And that's, as we've discovered over this year, that's kind of all you need to make a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with the little that you've got even in this kind of strange time.
I know.
And so that's how this kind of video came to be. The next track that we're getting to hear this morning for the first time, which I'm very excited about, is Toku Reo, and it's the second single off this project. What can you tell us about this one, Moana?
So each of the songs on my collection, the six songs, As a karakia. It's mm-hmm. based on karakia. So Scotty and I talked this through, and but he's written all the karakia, so they knew. Yeah. And so this one is a tribute to the language, you know, tōku reo, tōku oho oho, my language, my awakening. And it's just, you know, he's got the most beautiful poetry. So he's like, remember back in the ancient times when the Papatua Nuku and Rangi Nui split, and it was a world of chatter, and it, you know, it just goes back to the whole genesis of the language. So it's a karakia and a tribute to it, and I wanted to find an artist. So we've been back and forth like yo-yos to Taiwan, which is a fantastic place, and there's a kind of a whanaungatanga there with indigenous people. So I went up there with Paddy with our recording gear to record this a particular artist, and then it was so lost in translation. Honestly, I went up to this woman and I said, oh my God, I can't wait to record this. She goes, okay, so we do it next year. I went, no.
We're doing it right now.
Like, no, tomorrow. She goes, oh no, I can't do it. I was like, oh my God, we just come all the way to
Taiwan. Oh no,
oh no. And I was sitting there all depressed, and then my mates who are filmmakers up there, they said, okay, we'll find another one. Can you come back in like, you know, 3 weeks? And I'm like, oh Jesus. So this woman they introduced me to was banned. Oh, you know, women weren't allowed to sing in the reo in her tribe.
Oh, wow.
And she sort of defied the taboo.
Yeah.
Taiwan was colonised by Japanese and Chinese.
Mm.
So they've had a fair whack at it, and the language, indigenous tribal languages have, you know, been threatened. Anyway, now she's a bit of a guru. So we went to her yoga studio.
Very cool.
In the mountains. She doesn't speak any English. I don't speak any Chinese or Taiyao. And through a translator, a journalist, we started talking.
Cool.
Anyway, she just wanted to know what the song was. So we put it on, you know, the laptop, me and Patty, and I could see her face change. Like it was one of those moments like, oh my God.
Oh no.
She doesn't like it.
Oh no.
She doesn't like it. And she sort of said through the translator, can we have it with no beats?
Oh wow.
Yeah, and no music, just a cappella. And I was like, oh no, this is a nightmare. I said, okay, let's just sit down and have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you about my culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you tell me about yours. And I told her all about how we'd lost the language, how my father was disciplined in school for speaking. But next minute, we're like getting on like a house on fire.
That's amazing.
So we recorded it. And then my friends up there did these little bits in a music video.
This is so, it's such an amazing project, because that kind of like network of indigenous experience is so strong, in the sense that people have very different experiences of colonization, but there are so many shared threads.
Oh,
there.
Yes, yes.
And it must be quite an incredible thing to be able to connect with another artist and talk about this stuff, and then share the music, and then come out with something on the other side, and kind of feel all of the energy of that conversation in it too.
Yeah, and she was very emotional. You know, I mean, because she's used to chanting, no music, no guitar, nothing, and I could bring in Paddy Free with everything, the bass booming,
pitch black vibes everywhere,
you know, going on and on and on and on, and she's like, you know, and she's very zen, but her kaupapa was that music will distract from songs. And I said, no, in my experience, and why I've championed it, is that music brings another dynamic to it, and it attracts, you know, young people and all that. So once she sort of understood that, and we knew where each of us was coming through, we could see that it was complementary.
It's so cool. And it's an amazing thing to be able to then have these kind of conversations with so many different artists across this whole project. What are you excited for with the whole of Ono? What are you excited for people to hear the most, or kind of experience from this record?
I think it's the beauty of the languages. It's the beauty of, you know, traditional styles of vocalising and things like that. Like Scotty is on this, doing the karakia, the chant. He came into the studio first and he's almost singing up and going, no, that's not it. Just do it like how you would do the karakia. Like how we do haka on stage in our band. We don't westernise it. It's like you've just always be staunch and, you know, use that and have that integrity in your performance. So you get the real stuff, You get the real languages, you get the real vocal vibes, but then you get this very contemporary, awesome music that Patty's put together. And I think it's a window into different worlds. You can see the synergy,
yeah,
you know, between the cultures. It's beautiful. And that's you know, we've done Gaelic language in Scotland, Australian mm-hmm. one language. There's only 50 speakers left.
Wow.
The woman is singing it on our song. Sami up in Norway, Inca in Taiwan, and Yani in Canada. And I was trying to get up to Russia. I'm buggered if I know if I'm going to get up there.
It's pretty.
And then you got to hunt for somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've had my feelers out for a while. These are all countries that we've
if
toured.
If anybody knows listening out there, someone that Moana can chat to in Russia.
And there's lots of political dynamics.
Yeah, hard, yeah.
You know, so it's like, this is going to be tricky and challenging. That'll be the last song, but yeah.
That must be quite an interesting thing, actually, for this whole project, managing all those different kind of like cultural avenues and also political dynamics, as you were saying.
Yes.
But that's, I feel like something you take absolutely in your stride, Moana. So I feel like that's a small hill for you to
I think my lovely manager soul thinks, probably think, are you nuts, woman? Because, you know, once in a while I go, hey, I've heard another great idea. Let's bring them all together to New Zealand for the Auckland Arts Festival. And then I think, oh, shut up, woman. You know, like, it's really hard to get them to sing on the damn songs, you know. But I have to pay tribute to, you know, my collaborators like Patty and Scotty, because they're just awesome, and we have so much fun.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's
so kind
of what you want.
Just do the creative thing and have fun.
Exactly.
And hopefully people like it. I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, if you three ladies here enjoy it, then I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
Well, I already know I love it, and I'm excited to play it now for everybody listening at home.
Thank you,
Moana. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. We're going to listen to Tōku Reo, which is out this morning, and it's featuring Inca Mbing as well.
And Scotty Morrison.
Boom. Kia ora.
Thank you. Tōku reo tōku oho, tōku reo tōku o hākai ngā kau.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.